Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our meditation this morning is titled Real Faith and Real Witness. And so in the name of Jesus, my dear fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, amen. You know, it's hard being a father. I had no idea what I was signing up for. Being a father. I think back to the younger years when I'm just starting to figure out what's going on, being a husband, being a father. And my goodness, it was overwhelming. I can see myself still having, you know, my epic prayer routine with my kids before Kate and just laying down in their bedroom next to their bunk bed and feeling like I was just going to sink into the earth. I was so tired. You know, and just, you know, all the things you have to learn to do. I mean, you know, I'm teaching them how to pray. I'm teaching them how to apologize, repent, believe in the gospel. And I'm learning how to pray as I'm teaching my kids how to pray. It's not like I hadn't done it before. But it's fascinating what being a dad forces you to do in ministering to those little souls that are now a part of your life. And learning about your own identity with God the Father. Teaching them what it means to repent and to trust in Jesus, to forgive them, to do the office of the keys on them. It gets to be overwhelming. And then you start realizing the things you're trying to teach aren't so easy for them to learn. And you start realizing they don't even like sometimes the way you're trying to do things. And instead of, you know, stepping on your feet, they start stepping on your heart, and you start realizing it's no popularity contest, and yet you start realizing, good heavens, this is my relationship with God. This is how you grow up understanding that faith is lived out in real time, and that it's a real live thing you do with God. And that you're giving witness all the time. Sometimes giving witness to your kids is saying, forgive me for getting too angry about you spilling all the milk. That's quite a witness. It's a painful witness, but that's what it's all about. God, in his love, shapes the hearts of his people, young and old alike, to respond to him in such a way that God's people, young and old, start responding to God in ways that do not serve sin, but actually serve righteousness. Men and women, boys and girls, friends, neighbors, members of a congregation are so shaped by God so that they learn what it means to live with each other in real faith and real witness that is many times messy and not well received and not necessarily easy to deal with. But that's the kind of relationship God would have with us that the world sees around us so that we can bless the lives we touch. Aren't you thankful for the godly lives in your history that witnessed God's truth, gave you God's love? Amen? Amen? Aren't you thankful for the opportunities you have to do the same in being a godly witness to the lives you touch? Amen? Amen, maybe with a little gulp. Yeah, it's your turn. But that's God's will for your life. That's God's will for my life. Of real faith and real witness. But let's be honest, that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, think about Jeremiah. It's not going so well for Jeremiah. It's hit the fan for Jeremiah. It's fascinating. Jeremiah, called to be a prophet of God, called to be a witness to the nations, called to live out his real faith and real witness with God, He's had it up to here with it all. He says, and this is pretty bold faith, he says, Lord, you deceived me. And I've been deceived. I don't want to talk anymore in your name. Now that's real faith. That's pretty bold. There are times when dads, frankly, have had enough. What else am I supposed to say? There are times when in marriage, it gets to be pretty complicated and hard. There are times in friendships. I mean, what else can I say to my friends that obviously don't want to hear what I have to say? There are times being a member of a congregation where you put up your hands and say, what's the use? Why try? No one cares. That's real faith, to admit those kinds of things. What's interesting is Jeremiah's had it, and at least he's telling God about it. That's real faith, talking with God honestly. But what does Jeremiah also say? So when I've decided not to say anything, how did he say it? You know, it's all very formal here. If I say, I will not mention him, that's God, or speak any more in his name, that's God. I'm not going to share anything more. I'm just going to talk about fishing or the baseball game or golfing. I'm just going to talk about, you know, gardening. I'm not going to talk about God anymore, he says. When I say that to myself, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I'm weary with holding it in. And I cannot. So as much as Jeremiah says, fine, it's not working well for me. I mean, even Jeremiah's family wanted to kill him. I hope your life of real faith and real witness isn't going that bad. But I mean, it was pretty bad for Jeremiah. And when Jeremiah says, fine, I'm going to do something else, it just burns within him. And finally, he has to talk to the people. I mean, that's what happens to dads. Finally, dads have to talk about it. Finally, moms have to do it. Finally, wives have to talk about things that need to be talked about. Finally, husbands do the same. Finally, you got to talk to your friend because you care about them. Jeremiah cared about the people he was called to care for, as much as he wasn't getting a lot of positive feedback. He still had that real faith with God, and he was a real witness to the truth of how God changes lives. And that's your life, and that's my life. I sure hope we're not having days like Jeremiah did. But this is the truth. Your life and my life is not a popularity contest. It's not just telling people what they want to hear. It's talking about the truth, sharing it in love, learning together, figuring things out together, working through issues as a couple, working through issues as parents with kids, kids that are emancipating themselves. I mean, what a privilege it is that you and I have in all the lives that we touch, to be the current Jeremiahs. The good news is that we have a different kind of message because someone came after Jeremiah. Although when you think about the kind of love that God has for a world, when you think about what God was willing to do, showing up in flesh and blood, my goodness, he really had it. I mean, Jesus could have said, look, if Jeremiah had it, Father, he had nothing compared to what I'm having all the time with everybody. And yet, We hear in Hebrews, for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross, faced the wrath of God, so that we would be adopted into God's family. So that now, for Christ's sake, God looks at you and favors you. He loves you. He's in love with you. He's head over heels in love with you. And he seeks to care for you, so that you can talk honestly with him about all the things that are driving you crazy and what you're trying to do as one of his witnesses in a world that really needs people to share with them the truth of what it means to look beyond anger and fear and guilt and shame and sorrow and regret and what it means to live in hope and peace and joy and love and actually have those things, even when it's not necessarily easy to deal with life. And that's what our life is all about. And even today, once again, the Lord gathers us to his word in song, in sharing with each other, in the sermon, in the scriptures, gathering us around where Jesus comes to us to give us the assurance that we're loved and blessed, and that he is going to take care of us so that we can be living in this real-time reality of real faith and real witness. It's not academic. It's not something we just do on Sundays. It's your life and my life every day as we live talking with God about the things we need to talk with him about. You know, there's kind of this traditional piety in churches where, you know, you never want to argue with God or take God to task about things. And that's not true. There are times in your life, in my life, where we have to say, God, it's not a good day. It's not going so well for me. And I'm at the end of my rope, but I know this is where you live. And so please, either beam me up or deliver me from all this so that I can see your hand in it. That's what real faith does. That's how real faith talks. And there are times, even in our life with each other, where in our conversations about things, finally, let's close in prayer and talk with what's going on. We did that today in our Bible study regarding these wonderful institutions that God has given to us that all seem to be struggling so much. The home, government, and the church. And yet God is making all things new. So we can trust that as we go through the challenges of this brand new week, we can do so knowing that he is for us and that he loves us. You know, fatherhood. What's fatherhood for me today? It's so different. Fatherhood for me are those honest conversations. Those honest conversations that I know are risky, where I can be a father or a husband to talk about things. Not that I always know what to say, but I know I need to pray. And if that's how I feel about fatherhood, how much more God in our relationship with him as children of our Heavenly Father? Talk with God. Talk with God about everything and anything. Talk with God about how you feel. He loves you. You won't be able to say anything that will make him love you less or love you more. He loves you for the sake of his son. Talk with him. Real faith does. And real faith also bears witness to that relationship of what it means to have God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as your own. And speak truth into the lives of those around you. They need it. Speak the truth of what God has done and what he's doing and his attitude about your family and friends through his son, an attitude of love. Share. It won't always be popular. It won't always be well received. But it's a witness worth sharing because of your relationship with God. And who knows what will happen? Think of all the people that spoke the truth of God's love into your life. And now it's your turn. And so share. And leave the outcome to God. In fact, trust God as you live out your life of true faith and witness. And leave the outcome to God. Celebrate your life with him. What I grew to learn as a father early on, and I've continued to live in it, is that my relationship with God is one of a parent and child. He's the parent, and I'm the child. And brothers and sisters in Christ, so are you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, the peace that goes beyond all that we understand, may that peace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.